Hello, everybody, and welcome to Module 5 of Round 2, Internet Marketing Class for Cleaning Businesses. Tonight we'll be talking about email marketing and some simple things that you can do to market to your clients via email. Now, before we get started, there's a couple of things I want to mention that's sometimes a little bit of confusion that guys have about email marketing, just so that way we can go ahead and get this out of the way for starters. One, email marketing is by no means a replacement for doing a regular snail mailed, as they call it, just regular in the mail newsletter or postcard or something in the mail to your current clients. If you decide to do an email marketing newsletter, that's great. You by all means should be doing this because it's super cheap to do. There's even some ways to do it for free when you're first getting started. However, don't think that it's a replacement for a regular newsletter because it's by no means not. We'll get into a little bit more detail about why not in a little while. But just keep that in mind to begin with. Also, too, when I talk about email marketing, I mean to your current clients or to prospects who have had contact with you. In other words, don't simply buy an email list from somebody and try to send out 20,000 emails to people all in your city. Might you get a couple clients? Maybe. Though I have talked to people who have done exactly just that and have not gotten any clients and have wasted hundreds of dollars doing so. The main thing is it's actually technically, well, there are some companies, I will say there are companies that you can go through where they will make it legal for you to do that, you know, technically to where it's not even really considered spam. However, if you purchase it and go through the right companies to do this, however, you can't just purchase an email list yourself and send out emails because that is spam because those people have not asked to be on your email list, that they don't have you don't have permission from them to email them things. So anytime you email somebody something, you need permission from them. If you've ever, all of you are on my Hitman advertising list, to be able to get on my list, you can't get on it unless you give me permission. I won't allow you to be on it. Nobody that receives emails from me can receive emails from me unless they actually opt in and then confirm with that initial email that, yes, indeed, I did ask to be on that list. And there's ways to do this with your clients for carpet cleaning as well, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So we've established that you don't want to simply purchase an email list. Okay. The next thing that you want to do is make sure that you're getting permission from the people that you're sending emails to. So then you ask, how do I get permission? Well, you can have an opt-in box on your website for web lurkers such as this, and we're going to be looking at my website here in just a few moments to see in detailed way in how this works. So you can have an opt-in box on your website. The other thing that you can do is have a special offer mentioned in your snail mailed to the physical United States Post Office mail newsletter for an email newsletter sign-up. In other words, when we first put this box on our web page, join our email list and get $25 off, we actually sent a postcard. Now, you all that are in our Ad of the Month Club, you've gotten the actual postcard for this through, it's probably been several months back in the archives, but you've gotten this postcard to where when we first put this up on our web page, we actually sent a postcard to everybody on our mail list and said, hey, if you wanted $25 off your next cleaning, all you need to do is go to our webpage and sign up for our email newsletter, and you'll get $25 off. And you'll also be in touch with the best special offers that we've got. You know, and if you, what I can probably do is go ahead and give you guys that particular postcard and maybe put that on the member page for this module. I'll make it a point to do that so that you've got that actual postcard here whenever I put the video up. But you want to, you know, give them some type of a special offer, some reason why they should actually go to the computer and sign up for your newsletter. Well, all of you, you know, I think we had maybe that our current clients that we actually send stuff out regularly, we've got around 2,000. I think we might have had, I don't really quite remember how many people signed up. I know it was more than 100. So we, you know, at best, we might have had 10%. Of everybody on that list show up, but I'm not even sure it was quite 10%. I think it was closer to maybe 5%, but still, that's a pretty darn good response when you start having, because that's what you're basically looking at, 5% of the people that you're mailing something out to respond. That's actually fabulous. But So, you know, if you've got 1,000 people on your mailing list, you send out a postcard or something in your newsletter, but we actually still regularly mention that they can go to our website to sign up for some of these specials because we want them to. We want them on our email newsletter list. We also have an opt-in box on the website, maybe in a special page. Now, on the way we did it, we actually put the opt-in box on the main page, and we got such good response from the box and from the new people lurking on our website that we just have kept it there. Actually, we put it up somewhere toward the beginning of this year. I don't remember exactly what month, but we've kept it there for the last several months because it was doing so well. Originally, we intended on only keeping it up for a short period of time, but it did so well that we just went ahead and kept it up. The other thing that you can do to collect email addresses and get permission is to, when they're speaking with you over the phone, booking a new appointment, to simply ask them, can I get your email? And then they'll a lot of times ask why, and a lot of the times what you want to do is actually, let me rephrase that, when you ask them, can I get your email, you don't just say, can I get your email? You go ahead and tell them why you need the email when you ask for the email, and your response rate for them giving you the email will quadruple. So you would say something like this, okay, great, your name and your phone number, then you collect the phone number, then you go, and we'd like to get your email address so that we can send you an email confirmation on some tips on what to do to get ready for your cleaning, and as well we'll put you on our email newsletter with our best special offers. And then they go, okay, well, that's why they want it. Now, some people will say no. In fact, maybe even almost half of people will say that they either don't have an email address or that they don't wish to give out their email address. And that's fine because you don't want to send them something anyway because you don't want them viewing it as unwanted email. You want their permission. So that's why, you know, thus this whole system of getting their permission. So ask them over the phone, but making sure you ask it correctly. And the way that we always like to do it is telling them that they will get, we'd like to email them a confirmation that will give them the date and time of our appointment in writing. That way they have that recorded. And some tips on what to do to get ready for the cleaning. And as well, if you like, you can stay on our email newsletter list and get our latest special offers. That way you can always have our best specials. And some of the people will, you know, will tell you no, but I usually think about half of them will actually give you the email, then you can start to collect those and actually market to them for almost nothing. You know, if you've got with Constant Contact, the great thing about Constant Contact is, and there's a link at the bottom of this handout that you can click to get a 60-day free trial, but if you've got less than 300 people, it only costs you $15 per month. If you've got more than 300 people, 300 to, I think, 1,000, if I'm not mistaken, it's about $30 per month.
All right, what I'd like for you to do now is if you've got any questions at all about email marketing, I want to know. I want to know the things that you've got that you're struggling with or wondering about to be able to execute an email marketing campaign for your clients. So any questions about the technicality, about how to do this, any questions about what do you even write in an email, if you want to know about that, what I want you to do is go to my blog at advertisingblog.com and enter in the questions that you've got in the comment area. I'd love to hear from you.